101. According to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. This one, anyway. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, because why not? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about an hour. Oh, that would be the midnight five hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Stopping there. We want to thank, right out of the gate, we want to thank Pete and Chuck for filling in here at Bubbles in the Think Tank over the past couple of weeks. Don't remember the last time that I took 2 weeks off planned. So, wow. That's a long time to not be with you, the listener. But at least I left you in extremely capable hands. Pete, of course, it was his first time out here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Seemed from the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group like he did a fine, fine job on that. And, I am so glad that's the case. And Chuck, you, of course, he's not Belinda. And he did it, and did it right, as usual. Someday I'm even going to find time to listen to both of these episodes. I've got them downloaded. I just need to listen. But we're going to do what we can to make them proud for what comes after them. Because that's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Looking at tonight's show, of course, my first week back. It's been quite a bumpy re-entry, to say the least. But this should be the time that I move back into normalcy. Because nothing is more right than Bubbles in the Think Tank in my life. I just always have to remember that. So we're going to look back at We're going to look at a bunch of bubbles in the Think Tank favorites tonight. We're going to take care of some requests that have been hanging out there for some ridiculous amount of time. Because, you know, I usually come in here all pre-planned, so I don't jump into the requests as much as one might oughta. But we're going to do that tonight. And then we're going to have the radio obituaries, where we're going to try to keep on catching up. I especially want to thank both Pete and Chuck for making sure that Obits got into the program. Chuck went out of his way. Did he jam a weasel in there? I think he may have. I'm really impressed if he did. But it looked like it on the playlist, so I'm going to assume that he did and laud him for that right now. Nobody but me should ever go that far, but I'm so glad that he did. All right, let's get right to it as we start just a random assortment of stuff. Favorites, requests. Oh, there's probably a classic in there somewhere. As we start out with a little Slim and Slam right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
With you would be great. I run downtown and get some roller skates. Yes, yes. Skate around all over town until I hear you say you're mine, all mine. If 8 would be great, 9 would be fine. I would be yours, mama, you would be mine. Yes, yes. A kiss at 10, our love would begin. Would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, boy. Look at that. That's a killer. A killer, Della. Saw it now. Yeah.
that they call the scrunch. Cats jam in and lock the door. The sax blows out with a mellow tone. Then they talk about the boogin' and the carrying on.
To do some blackberry picking. I fill my bucket right to the top. It makes my lips go flippity-flop. I hear a little voice and it sounds so sad. It said, don't pick me now, cause I ain't ripe, Dad. Blackberry boogie. Blackberry boogie. I'm drawn back like a flip when it's blackberry picking time. Are you going to town? I said, honey, I'm a-going where the scratch. I'll meet you in a minute in the blackberry patch. She grabs her bucket and she jumps and squeals. I'm heading for the bushes and she's hot on my heels. I start picking on one end, she picks on the other. We meet in the middle and she yells, oh, brother. Blackberry boogie. Blackberry boogie. Oh, I love that gal when I meet her in the middle of the patch. Just to beat the band. I grab her for a kiss, she said, turn me loose. Your lips are all blue from that blackberry juice. I hug her once and said, don't be coy. You know I'm your blackberry picking boy. I kissed her then and she let out a sigh and said, let's go to my house and bake a pie. Blackberry boogie. Blackberry boogie. I'll be back, little gal, when it's blackberry picking time.
Speedy West.
You've heard
out of Alibaba, 40 thieves had he, out for what we all want, lots of LSD. He also had a camel, stole it from a zoo. How he loved the camel, and the camel loved him too.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so. No matter where he went to, the camel had to go. Some say that he's in heaven, but this I know is true. Wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone there too. Crossing the equator, oh how hot it was. Poor old Alibaba cursed and swore because he was so very thirsty, and everybody knows it's horrible to walk for miles with sand beneath your toes.
Oh, how the camel loved Alibaba.
Alibaba's camel turned round and licked his hand. He said, oh Alibaba, I surely understand. We must find an oasis and get a drink somehow. But hark, I hear the temple bells, they'll all be open now. For the races at the desert sports, there goes Ali's camel in his kinky Peco shorts. The starter cracked his pistol off the camel's hair. Alibaba's camel wins by half a camel's hair. Hey Alibaba, your camel loves you. Alibaba's camel had run for miles and miles. His tail was pointing backwards, that's how a camel smiles. But Ali and his camel, they both were out of breath. They'd run so much, they'd laugh so much, they laughed themselves to death. Gather round the campfire, sing a roundelay, but don't sing out of tune though, eggs are cheap today. Sing about Alibaba, sing about Ali's men, sing about his camel and then sing it all again. Alibaba's camel loved Alibaba so, no matter where he went to, his camel had to go. They say he's now in heaven, but this I know so well, wherever you think Ali's gone, his camel's gone too.
starry eyes, lost in the light of my magical clair de lune. I must say it's true, your nearness makes me say it will still be true when we're December rain. And I say this to you, whatever fate may bring, that my love
I'll see tonight will be made of origami.
Tell the fellas, make it understood. It ain't no good if there's too much wood. Make sure you know before you go. The dance floor rojo ratio 5-1 is a rodeo. Tell Steve and Mike it's time to go. Wait outside all night to find 20 dudes in a conga line.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Easy to fix.
Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Spread out the dicks.
Too many dudes with too many dicks. Too close to my shit, too hard to meet chicks. I need better arms, more broad flesh mods. I can't do battles, get out of with the counter frogs.
Too many men, too many boys, too many misters. Not enough sisters, too much time on too many hands. Not enough ladies, too many men. Not enough ladies, too many men. Not enough ladies, too many men. Too many men, too many men.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, of course, if it's via the Concords, it's for Athena. What else would I do? It's the right thing to do. And was that really half an hour? You've got to be joking. Well, it wasn't. Okay, 27 minutes. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. They recover and share free food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. They're dedicated to taking non-violent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat in a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, you can go to foodnotbombs.net. That's a public service message from Food Not Bombs and WMFO right here in Medford. So much more silliness to go. Then we move to the radio obituaries. I gotta move right into it, though, because I was so bound up with so much stuff to play. I've got a ton of it. So let's turn to a Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite. Yeah, there's lots of those tonight. It's Pete LeBon right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
At the early age of three, it first occurred to me A girl should always try to improve herself. While the others played with toys, I practiced charm and poise and finished Dr. Elliot's 5-foot shelf. I exercised each morning, called cream my face each night, saw my dentist twice a year, curb my appetite. And so I modestly admit it didn't help one single bit. Some girls can make any man dream by flashing an innocent gleam. Me, I do an if-up, curl my upper lip up, light a Roman candle and scream, I have to do it the hard way. Some girls can wear any old rags and capture the wolves in the stags. Me, I dress in sables, walk across the tables, waving three American flags, I have to do it the hard way. Let's say there's a dance, they're playing a waltz, and I want romance. That's when I began turning somersaults. Some girls can keep men on their toes by smiling and throwing a rose. Me, I rack my noodle, whistle Yankee Doodle, balancing a broom on my nose. Oh, I'm a-telling you, pardon, I have to do it the hard way. With a monkey wrench, when someone like Hedy Lamarr steps into the swankiest bar, all the fellas get up, light her cigarette up. Me, I'd have to smoke a cigar, and then they call me a car. Doctor, is there a chance for me? Can't you cure this insanity? I'm tired of tearing up the town, being one of the sights, wearing funny hats trimmed in neon lights.
Okay, we're back, and all set to play round two of Land a Million. Contestant Rena Lensky is circling above me with only 11 minutes of fuel left. If she can answer this question, I'll tell her where to find the altimeter. Attention, Mrs. Lensky. In which of the following plays by Thornton Wilder does George Gibbs marry Emily Webb? The Matchmaker, The Skin of Our Teeth, or Our Town? Over.
Our Town.
That's it. The altimeter is the dial with two hands that's just to the left of the airspeed indicator. Have you got it?
Yes.
The last question, and an important one. Get it right, and I'll tell you how to operate the flaps. Bess, the landlord's daughter, and the treacherous ostler Tim appear in what narrative poem by Alfred Noyes? Over.
I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Evangeline.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lensky. It was The Highwayman. A very well-known poem. Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, so you'd better try to bring her down with what information you have. Summing up, you know how to work the stick, you know where the altimeter is, you won't have any landing gear, but you did win a foamed runway, and you'll have no control of the all-important flaps. However, since you've been such a good contestant, I'm going to give you this bonus flying tip. That lever with the big knob on your right is the throttle. And now, Mrs. Rena Lensky of Terrytown, New York, are you ready to land a million? Over.
Christ, no! I need more time. I want the money. Just get me down.
A bit late for that. You have 4 minutes of fuel remaining, so start your descent. She's turning now, making her approach. There's a brisk crosswind out there today, so it could be tricky. Get your nose down, Mrs. Lensky. That's better. Now level off. Level off. Keep that wing up. Keep the nose down. You're coming in too hot. Ease up on the throttle. Keep her level. Okay, you're on your own. Over and out. Gil Schroyer, our staff pilot, has just joined us. What do you think of her chances, Gil?
Not much, Les. She's coming in too steep, too fast.
Well, any possibility she could pull out?
No, but not without flaps.
Well, no doubt about it. Those flaps would be a big plus right around now. She also appears to be having some trouble. Well, it looks like Mrs. Lenski has blown it. Be with us again next week for Land a Million. And don't forget to join us on weekdays when we play Land a Grand, where contestants try to bring in Piper Cubs, chock full of cash prizes, household appliances, and nitroglycerin. Until then, this is the old barnstormer, Les Leonard, saying so long and happy landing.
Aircraft for today's show, courtesy of the Boeing Corporation.
The company. Let's welcome Professor DeAngelis. Take a look at him. What's the matter, you people? Take a look at Professor DeAngelis. All right, let's give a good old, you know what? This is appalling. Here he is, Professor.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you, thank you. Okay. Damn. Did you know that the distance from the easternmost to the westernmost part of Alaska is almost greater than the distance from New York to San Francisco? Did you know that the strawberry is the only fruit whose seeds are on the outside? Did you know that crayons are the 18th most recognized smell among American adults? The first most recognized smell is coffee. Okay. Did you know that there is only one letter in the entire English alphabet that does not appear in any of the names of the 50 United States? The letter Q. 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 Did you know that a flea can jump 150 times its own length, vertically or horizontally, the equivalent of a human jumping 900 feet? Did you know that during the Roman Empire, pepper was so rare that it was sometimes used as money? That's nothing to sneeze at. Okay, two more facts. Two more facts. Did you know that a self-inflating airbag was first patented in 1849 by Abraham Lincoln? Last fact. Q. Last fact. Sir Walter Raleigh was beheaded in 1618, but his wife kept his embalmed head in a red leather bag until she died 29 years later, giving new meaning to the phrase head of the household.
Right, let's hear it for Professor DeAngelis. Come on!
Whistles and whistles, bowls and trombones, turtles and fish in the sea. Ice cream and jumping beans, edibles and beans from Fairtrade Fit and Tea. Look it up, look it up, look it up.
here you go, and there you go. You're back, and I'm still here. I'm Billy Flanagan, and today you'll stick with me, and we'll find out how to achieve the kind of thing on canvas that the truly insane seem to come up with little or no effort or thought. There's a color there. I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter what color it is. Haven't you admired those loony eyes on the tramps, you know, or the strange figures in the art of the insane that you find selling for high prices in art centers in the big cities? Well, none of that is as hard as it seems. So today, I'd like you to go along with me today. Try this. Take some of that paint. Let's try another tube here. There we go. There's a big blob of it. I think that's called green, maybe. Not sure. It doesn't matter. It's not as hard as it seems to achieve truly insane effects on canvas without growing through that rigorous training that the insane must go through in those institutions in which they're kept. Now, I'm going to show you today how to do it. You'll be standing on your head. Don't try that. It would be insane. Let's take out our canvas. One of my favorite techniques is to pee all over a fresh canvas before you paint on it. I pre-peed on this because it's TV. I'm not going to do it on TV. It yellows the background and it gives it a smell that'll put you in the mood to recreate some art of the insane. Just using my hairdryer on it here, and you notice when you put the hairdryer on it, the smell really becomes almost unbearable. And it particularly helps when you're painting the eyes to have this wafting up. Smell puts you right there in the attic or the dungeon or wherever you like to imagine the insane artist. He's painting, he's scraping, he's peeing. You get the feeling. There, that's just right. Now let's take some more paint here, thank you. How about this color? Doesn't matter. And I'm using a brush here. You'll notice this brush has a number on it. Doesn't matter what number it is. Who cares? As long as there's some number on it, that gets the job done. You wet the brush here and you roll it. There you go. It all looks orange to me. And you just then wipe it on your pants, if you're wearing pants. And if you're not, just squeeze it between your legs, because we're sure to find a clever use for it later. Now, some sky. I like sky because it signals to you and to me we're outdoors, but to the insane artist it signals something that's above all the insane stuff that we're going to put on with this trowel here and some other color. Let's use this one. Slap it on. We're getting those crazy eyes here, you see. Let's put a hat on that scarecrow. A death's head. I like that. I'll make that a black gardenia, I think. There we go. Pee all over it. We won't do that on TV, but at home you just feel free to pee right all over it. And before you know it, you've got something that'll look real nice, stacked up with a bunch of pictures of old people at a yard sale or a rummage mall. Well, thanks for being with me. I'm Billy Flanagan. Ooh. Next week on Art of the Insane. Oh,
someone pee and open the door!
We heard a chick the other day cooling out her boyfriend in every way. She kept on quonking, full of complaints, like she expected folks to be saints. She insisted that he be neat,
so this was her complaint complete.
Report to the nation. I like the dimple in your chin, I love the tricky way you grin. Still, you ain't no kind of cat.
You know why, don't you?
Tell
Doggone
me.
You, son, your socks don't match.
The teeth you have are pearly white.
All both of them.
Your lips are sweet and puckerized. You're the kind to lift my latch.
But doggone you, boy, your socks don't match.
Keep talking.
The shoes you wear reveal your holes, one red and one bright blue.
They're total strangers, and I suppose you should introduce those two.
You've got two eyes of lovely blue, cute little pug nose I go for too. Though you're the best of all the batch,
tain't no use, son, 'cause your socks don't match.
Right. clever riff, Satch, but your socks don't match. Shoes you wear reveal your hose, one red and one bright blue. They're strangers and I suppose you should introduce those two. You got two lovely eyes of blue,
uh-huh,
and a cute little pug nose I go for two.
How did Hope get in here?
Though you're the best of all the batch, tain't no use, son, cause your socks don't match. You got a red one, and a red one,
and a pink one, and a...
All my boyfriends have gone away, but there's one fella who is here to stay. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. He's a 4F papa and he's been that way for years. He's too old for the army, too cold for the navy, staying home trying to sop up all the gravy. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. Every single day he's out on the hunt. He'd like to do some fighting on any old front. The girls say no, no, he's got no vim. It's better to do without than to do with him. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. Night after night he's becoming a bore. 62 missions and still no score. He finally got a gal up in the hills, but he took her right home, he forgot to take pills. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. He took me down the beach to show me a thing or two, but he bit off a little more than he could chew. He established a beachhead, but he blew a fuse, and all he got that night was sand in my shoes. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. The Air Corps refused him. Here are the facts. He even tried to get into the WAC. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. He ain't in condition to present arms. All he comes up with are false alarms. He fights for my lovin', but the victory is lost. At the crucial moment, battle exhaust. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. He goes through maneuvers, but when all is done, he's never seen action or had a practice run. Once he sighted the target, but he got so riled that when he pulled the trigger, the shot went wild. He's a 4F papa, but he's got one A idea. Till all the boyfriends come home from far, I'm keeping things in mothballs just like they are. Because it's very plain to see, this 4F guy will never one A me. He's a 4F papa. He's a 4F papa. 4F papa, get wise. I'm saving that one A stuff for those 1A.